Swamp Report, 430 former members of Congress are lobbyists, government influencers. By Robert Krajicek on June 27, 2019. Former politicians regularly monetize their experience and contacts by becoming lobbyists, consultants, and joining other endeavors to influence government activities. Peter Schweitzer, president of the Government Accountability Institute and senior contributor at Breitbart News, explained the ubiquity of this phenomenon in episode 3 of his eponymous investigative video series. Watch. In the latest edition of the Drill Down with Peter Schweitzer, published at Real Clear Investigations on Wednesday, Schweitzer highlights the following figures. 430 former politicians, both congressmen and senators, are now being paid to help shape government policies as lobbyists, consultants, and in other capacities. 60%, nearly two-thirds, of the 44 members who took new jobs after leaving Congress in 2019 now work in lobbying, consulting, or otherwise influencing government activities. Who says bipartisanship is dead in Washington? Jokingly asked Schweitzer while highlighting former politicians of both parties who now work to help special interests navigate the corridors of power in Washington. Featured examples of the revolving door phenomenon used by Schweitzer to illustrate his thesis include former Speaker of the House John Boehner, R.O., and Reps. Joe Crowley, DNY, Lynn Jenkins, RKS, Billy Towson, RLA, and Anthony Weiner, DNY. Former Senate Majority Leaders Tom Daschle, DSD, and Trent Lott, RMS, are also highlighted in Schweitzer's video report, including former Senator John Breaux, DLA. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, and Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, have expressed interest in working together on legislation to prohibit former members of Congress from becoming lobbyists. Schweitzer explained the status quo of legal restrictions on former representatives and senators becoming lobbyists. Currently, the law requires, simply, a cooling-off period, where a representative cannot register as a lobbyist for 1 year after leaving office, and if you're a senator it's for 2 years. But after that year is up, things heat up for former members of Congress. And quickly. Read the full video report's transcript here. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter at rkrajicek.